When Jesus taught us to pray, he said, "Pray that thy kingdom would come on earth as it is in heaven." And what better picture to think about the kingdom of heaven on earth than to think about the way in Revelation, heaven is described as the place where all people from every tribe and tongue and nation will be worshiping the Lord. Honestly, I can't think of a more beautiful picture than that, but you know, we can experience that on earth as we pray that thy kingdom would come on earth as it is in heaven. And today we're going to get a little chance to do that when we hear from our friend Yui Hamada, a student from Japan, a Hope student who God has brought here. Amazing story of how God got Yui to Hope College, but I don't want to take any more time because I want Yui to be able to have as much time as possible to share. So listen carefully to the words that the Lord has given Yui to speak to us today.
Thank you, Barb.
Oh, I love you.
Thank you. You know, if you need someone to pray with or for you, you go to Barb. She would sit down with you and pour her heart out to pray for you. I'm so blessed to have her in my life. Thank you. She's back there. Now, who is ready to take a trip to Japan this morning? Woo-hoo! Okay, let's do that. Can you show us the picture, please? There we go. Here, that's Japan. And let's zoom in a little bit. Ta-da, that's Japan. And I grew up in the western side, south side, and in a small village. And when I say village, I mean village. It's not town, it's not city, it's a village. And we have a strong sense of community. And we take pride for being a village member, you know, and then we protect the traditions. And one of the traditions is a Shinto festival. And you know, can you go to next one, please? And these guys, more than half naked, they are my man. My brother is in the festival, my dad is in the festival, and I was so proud to be a part of this. This was a huge part of my life. But although I had all those places, shrines and temples to go and pray and worship gods, my life started to fall apart when I was 14 years old. My school teacher abused me over and over, and he made me feel dirty. He made me feel unwanted and like a trash, you know. I wasn't even a human being to him. He could stamp on it, and he could hurt me and curse on me, but he didn't care. And I hated him. I wanted to kill him. I thought about, you know, taking the knife in my bag and stabbing him from the back and killing myself afterwards. I hated my life. And later, I got sick. One morning, I woke up, I couldn't move. And it's weird, you know, you wake up and your mind is awake, but your body is shut down, like you can't move. And the next day was same thing, and the day after, same thing happened. And doctor told me, I can't go to school anymore. I should stay home and take medications and get better first. You know, people's reputation and feelings change so easily. It takes only a moment to do that. I was a perfect daughter, perfect granddaughter, student president at school, and a captain for sport team. But a day later, I was sick in bed, laying there, just staring at the ceiling, not knowing what's the purpose for my life, where I was going. And I couldn't feel I'm worth living. I decided to hate people. I decided to hurt people. And I started that with my mom. I manipulated her, and she got into depression. My dad decided to leave the house because I was driving him crazy, and they were gonna get divorced. I wanted everybody to be miserable like I was. I couldn't stand people being happy around me because I was sick and I was sad and I was going through the sorrow. But then I realized was getting too much. It was time for me to leave. So I begged, apologized to my parents, and got support to come to U.S. But still, when I was 16 years old, I came to U.S. and I was partying, I was drinking, trying to find a place I feel I can belong to, and trying to find people I can trust and they would trust me back. But more I drank, more I partied, I felt empty and alone and scared. And then I came to Indiana to go to high school. First night, when I told my host mom, she was Christian, I said, "Mom, I'm going to bed. Good night." She said, "Good night, honey. I love you." She said, "She loves me." And how could that be possible? You know, I'm messed up. I hurt a lot of people. I have eating disorder. I have depression problem, drinking problem. Yet she said she loves me. She doesn't know anything about me, but she said she loves me. And I went to school and met a lot of nice Christian friends. And they said, "Jesus loves you, and so do I." What? How could he love me? I'm a trash. I'm unwanted. I'm a piece of crap. How could he love me? You know, I read about Jesus Christ in history book when I was younger. He was a great leader, like, you know, Mother Teresa and Gandhi and all the other great leaders. And good, you know, there was a nice guy, and next page, move on. But they told me he loves me no matter what. He died for me. He's not a person like me. You know, it may be a Sunday school answer for you, those who grew up in church or in Christian home, but it was a life-changing statement for me. You know, I needed someone to tell me what Jesus has done, who Jesus Christ is. I wouldn't have known otherwise. I could have been dead 6 years ago when I was trying to kill myself and commit suicide. I tried so many times. But now I wake up every morning thanking God that I'm still alive. Thanking God, thank you, Lord, for giving me one more chance to live with you, breathe with you, and live for you, and glorify your name, and tell people how much he cares about you. My life is totally changed. Have anyone abused you? Have anyone raped you? Are you addicted to drugs? Are you addicted to alcohol? Is your friend treating you badly? Do you feel alone? Are you feeling lonely? Are you going through pain? Is your family going through struggles? Are you feeling worthless or don't know where you are going? I'm sorry if anybody made you feel that way or anything made you that way. But I have hope because God is not done with you yet. He's not done with me yet. He rescued me 6 years ago and he's still rescuing me right now, today. And he's going to be there for me and for us forever. He's going to touch you. He's going to heal you. This is not the end. If you're going through a tough time, let him touch you. Let him heal you, because he cares. He says, "Come home. Come home. You don't have to change a bit who you are. You can be just where you are right now, but just come home." He says, "Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. each one of you. And I need you. People like me need you, need someone to tell them about Jesus. They're gonna die without it. So please share yourself, because you are beautiful, you are handsome, you're precious in God's eyes. And I need all of you as a part of body. And I thank God for you, making you, creating you just the way you are. No matter how you feel about yourself, I thank God for you. I'm Yui. What's your name? I love fishing and cooking and singing, dancing. What do you like to do? Let me listen to your life stories. Let me sit with you. Let me pray for you. Lift you up in my prayers. Let me love you and care for you. Because you matter to God and you matter to me. Let's pray together. Oh, Father God, I just thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being who you are, Lord. You've been faithful and you are faithful, even though we are not faithful, Lord. We are just a bunch of messed up people, but you care, you love, and you bring us back to life, light that gives us hope. Oh, Lord, you are so beautiful. You are amazing. Thank you. If there is anyone here who feels apart from God right now, please bring them back. Bring them back to home. Lord, you are the creator of all the nations, all the countries of the entire world. And I praise you. I praise you, Lord. Love you, Jesus. In your holy name, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen.